The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You didn't see the ESPN.com power rankings.
Okay.
They had the Texans at 17. One spot behind the 2-4 Cincinnati Bengals. Have them behind the Eagles, the Raiders, the Cardinals, behind the Giants, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Redskins, the Bills, the Steelers, Falcons, Broncos, Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings, Patriots.
I think 11 is too high, but 17's ridiculous. They're in the top half of the league because there's a lot of crap teams out there. How long do you keep spending money if you're UH? If you can wait it out 8 years, and I think one of the reasons why they're not expanding is because Texas is out of here when this is over.
I think so, too, which means that you don't want to be in that conference anyway.
Right. Other conferences are going to need other teams to fill it out. You tell me who in the Big 12 is going to be more appealing than the Houston market right now if they keep doing what they're doing.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. And should have played the rest of that. Who in the Big 12 other than Oklahoma, Texas, and Oklahoma State? I want to clarify that because I'll start getting a bunch of texts about it because we didn't finish my comment there. Hour number three. If you missed any of that, all available at podcastarena.com. If you want to get in, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And some good stuff.
Did you see this, that the memo sent out by the Big 12, which I'm guessing wasn't meant to be public,
no.
Has now become public. There was a list of do's and don'ts when discussing the decision not to expand.
Yeah.
Do indicate the board arrived at a, quote, unanimous consensus.
Which I can't be true, because why else would you even go through this, right?
Say the board was unanimous in its desire and commitment to stay at 10 members. Refer to the conference as equal to our peer group. Revenue alone does not win championships. We are not going to publicly discuss consideration details. We were exhaustive in our research. We have the most competitive competition model in college sports. Refer to 2024-25 as an opportunity to explore the media landscape and how to use new technologies to deliver content to our fans. The sunset of our grant of rights agreements allows the conference to be in an active marketplace. Expansion is no longer an active agenda item. Don't say we are at a competitive advantage. Say revenue determines strength. Say expansion is dilutive. Say candidates were not deemed Power 5 worthy. Refer to any specific expansion candidate school by name. Indicate that TV influence decision. Say we are psychologically disadvantaged. Or discuss 2024-25 as a grant of rights issues. So they were basically told to say, we're all in this together.
Which is exactly what they said in that ridiculous press conference last night. So, yeah. All of which leads you to believe. I think there were people in that conference that wanted expansion at first. And I'm sure the networks redid the deal with them under the table so they wouldn't expand. And they're going to get more money. And going through the whole process mollified whoever it was that wanted it. And all along, Texas and OU didn't want it, so it was never going to happen.
Yep.
And they could pay lip service to it and whatever. I think it was stupid that they went through this whole process, because I don't think they needed to expand. I don't think they should have expanded. And I don't think it should have been an issue. But because I don't think expansion was going to help the conference. It's going to die whether they expand or not. And it would have been a Band-Aid. And I think it would have, you know, made sense. Okay, well, if I can squeeze as much money out of these guys as possible over the next 8 years, great. Texas will still get a great deal. OU will still get a great deal. They shouldn't have cared. to me, they should have kind of been behind it.
Yeah.
But make as much money as you can for the next 8 years and then worry about it then. But the reality is, yeah, they also, if they got money without having to expand and without having to split it, it's a pretty good deal for them.
Not bad.
All right, we got to do our top 25.
Let's do it.
I have sneaking back into the top 25. At number 25, Colorado.
I have LSU at 25.
I have LSU at 24.
I have the Naval Academy at 24.
At 23, I have the South Florida Bulls.
I have Colorado at 23.
22, I have the Naval Academy.
I have Auburn.
21, I have North Carolina.
Same.
20, I have Auburn.
20, I have Tennessee.
Yeah, I dropped Tennessee out of my rankings completely.
Wow. All right.
Well, I great game against A&M, but you got destroyed by Alabama. And there's no shame in getting destroyed by Alabama, but that's two straight losses. Go beat somebody, and I'll put you back in.
Okay.
Number 19, I have Utah.
I have Utah at 19 as well.
18, I have Western Michigan.
Arkansas at 18.
I have Arkansas at 17.
I have Boomer Sooner at 17.
I have Boomer Sooner at 16.
I have Western Michigan at 16.
All right. At number 15, I have the Florida Gators.
I have Boise at 15.
I have Boise way too high, I think. At number 14, I have the Tom Hermans.
I have Florida State at 14.
I have Florida State at 13.
I have UH at 13.
Wisconsin at 12.
Florida, 12.
All right. At number 11, and I don't think it lasts because I think they lose to BYU this week, I have Boise State.
I have Wisconsin at 11.
I have West Virginia all the way up to number 10.
So do I.
Baylor 9?
Baylor 9.
Okay, this 6, 7, 8 grouping will be interesting. So I bet we have some different ones here. At 8, I have Louisville.
I have Louisville at 8.
Damn it! At 7, I have Nebraska.
I have Nebraska at 7.
All right, these have to be different from 6 on, because there's no way you drop Clemson to 6th.
I did not.
Okay, good. I have Clemson at 6.
I have Texas A&M at 6.
And I have Aggie at 5.
I have Clemson at 5.
And I'm just happy that Aggie made my top 5 before playing Arkansas.
Yeah.
So congratulations. Number 4, the Washington Huskies.
I have Michigan at 4.
I have Michigan at 3.
I have Washington at 3.
I have Ohio State at 2.
I do too, begrudgingly. I almost put Washington ahead of
them. Yeah, I almost put Washington all the way up to number 2. I almost put Michigan all the way up to number 2, but I kind of looked at Michigan's game against Wisconsin and Ohio State's game against Wisconsin. Really not all that different enough for me to separate those two. So I'm going to leave it alone for now. But, man, I got to tell you, just watching those teams, I think Michigan's better. I think they are.
It's tough, man.
Their defense is so good, and they're better on offense than people think.
Are they better on offense than Ohio State, though?
Probably not, but I think, you know, the entire team? I think I like Michigan better right now.
It goes week to week for me. Like, the last 2 weeks, Ohio State hasn't impressed.
Yeah.
You know, and the last 2 weeks, Michigan has. They've run up big scores on bad teams. But if you remember early in the season, it was flipped, yeah.
But I keep going back to that Colorado game for Michigan. I'm thinking, yeah, that was a hell of a lot better win than
we thought at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. There's your top 25. I have Aggie in the top 5. Go get them, Aggie.
They're almost there for me.
Yeah, well, they win this week. They're going to make a big jump, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the soccer Bilal on the line? Let's get him on real quick. What's up, Bilal?
What's up, sports and soccer, gentlemen?
Sports, sir.
So my question is, with some of these conferences restructuring and dropping teams, will we ever get to an AFC, NFC style in college football, especially with the college playoff being 4 teams and probably expanding to 8 and who knows, maybe 16? Or is there just too much money in being the SEC conference and the Big 12?
I think that's an interesting question, because I think as these contracts expire, then I think that'll determine the direction. A lot, because the bottom line is they've thrown tradition out the window. When you don't have Oklahoma playing Nebraska, when you don't have Texas playing A&M, and that's just, you know, tip of the iceberg. When you don't have Big Ten versus Pac-10 at the time in the Rose Bowl. When you start throwing those things aside, then I think anything can go away at some point.
Yeah.
And the reality is, yeah, I think the speculation that we're heading to 4 16-team super conferences, and then those 4 champions would play in a playoff, I think that's a very real possibility 10 years, 15 years down the road, not tomorrow. But I think it may, it could be less than four super conferences. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen. It may turn into two gigantic conferences, and you have divisions and whatnot. But I think there will be changes, but it's probably not going to be in my lifetime. Probably be in yours, because you're a young man.
More than likely.
But we'll see. I wouldn't rule anything out, just because whatever's going to make them the most money over time, that's what will happen. And the other sports aren't going to mean anything to it.
No.
All right. Remember I said earlier it was Phil Niekro who was the spitball? Gaylord Perry, that's who I was thinking of. Guy won 314 games, elected the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1991. Famous spitballer. But that, you know, that didn't impact the sacred numbers.
Niekro was a scuffer, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he was a scuffer. But, okay, that's honorable cheating, AJ.
Oh.
It's okay.
It's different.
That requires some thought. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. Carl says Niekro was a knuckler. Yeah, I know that. He was also a scuffer. You know who Mike Scott learned to scuff from?
Who?
Your favorite pitcher of all time. Everybody did it. They all did it.
Are you accusing Nolan Ryan of cheating?
I'm not accusing him of cheating, because apparently that's not cheating in baseball. But, yeah, that was the big talk at the time, was that Mike Scott had learned that from...
I think he learned it from Bob Knepper.
I think Bob Knepper then learned it from Nolan Ryan.
Maybe so.
Yeah. They probably all learned steroids from him, too. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. 936 asks, is the Big Ten the best conference this year? It's so hard to judge that, because right now, yeah, with two top five teams on the surface, it would seem that, but I think the gap between Alabama and everybody else is so big that it's hard to tell how good the SEC is. I think we'll learn a lot from A&M, but...
I mean, at the end of the day... The SEC has eight teams in the top 25 right now. They're still pretty good.
Yeah, and now if you're asking me who has the best chance to get two teams in the playoffs, I would say the Big Ten. Because I would say it depends on the Ohio State-Michigan loser. If that's a close game that's down to the wire.
I don't think they're going to put anyone who didn't win their division in.
Well, see, I think it's going to be a great test case, because if that happens... And let's say the ACC eats itself up a little bit and Clemson doesn't. If Clemson's got a loss or two, or whoever wins that conference has two losses, I got to figure Washington's in and the SEC winner's in.
I can give you a better test case.
Yeah? Louisville?
Let's say A&M wins against Alabama. Alabama has one loss. I think Alabama's more likely to get in than a one-loss Big Ten team.
Yeah, I would say that, but...
We're just assuming that Alabama's going to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I saw that number's up to 19.5 now.
Oh, that thing's exploding. People say, oh, would you take it now? And when we were talking about this earlier in the show, I said, I'm not sure what number I would take A&M at. I finally decided what it is. If it wants to keep flying up that high, 24.5.
Okay.
If it keeps going like that, then I would take A&M. But otherwise, and even then, I'm not going to feel good about it. Maybe 21.5, but for it to go as much as it has, it's going to keep going.
I remember that I expected A&M to just hammer South Carolina at South Carolina, and then they didn't.
Yet they also left a bunch of key guys home.
Yeah.
The Myles Garrett didn't play.
Myles Garrett didn't play last week. Is he going to play this week?
I'm assuming he's playing this week.
Is he 100%?
Yeah. Well, I don't think he's 100%, but... But they left three or four kids home who were big impact players, and they treated that game like what it was, which is practice game, go out and just get out of here with a win. So that one I'll give them a pass for. But I said, I think for them to win, man, Trevor Knight's going to have to be perfect. That's it. He's got a. That's the kind of quarterback.
Trevor Knight's not often perfect either.
No, and that's the thing. And he's going to have to be able to throw the football and throw it effectively and run. And if he can do that, yeah, they're going to be in the game. But from a betting perspective, I still can't touch any of that. 646 says it amazes me how close your rankings are to each other week after week. Well, I think part of it is we talk about these games a lot and these teams a lot. And, you know, I try to throw in a couple at the bottom of my rankings that I think will sneak in at some point, like South Florida. But otherwise, I mean, try to keep them reasonable.
Yeah. You want updated Heisman odds?
Sure.
Which I still, to me, this is a... I'm surprised that that these are the guys that are at the top. I mean, not surprised at the top, but some of the other guys, I should say. Lamar Jackson's 1-2 now.
Wow.
This thing.
Wow. See, I kind of thought those numbers would go down after the loss to Clemson.
Or go up, excuse me. I mean, I believe he's I would say he's a favorite, but that just seems kind of ridiculous to me at this point.
Well,
considering that they did lose a game and could easily lose another one.
Well, there should be value then in some of the other people you're going to mention.
There should be. Let me tell you who's not on this list is the guy I talked about last week, Jake Browning, the quarterback at Washington, whose numbers are damn near as good as any quarterback in the country. And I'm going to name some guys that the fact that they're on this list and he's not, I feel like maybe they left him out on accident. I can't imagine that no one is looking at Jake Browning and considering.
Well, I can tell you why they're not, because it's a West Coast team that nobody knows a damn thing about.
I mean, they're the number five team in the country.
Yeah, but nobody, I'm telling you, this is a real thing, because McCaffrey should have been a candidate much sooner than he was last year. It was the same thing.
Let me tell you why I know that's wrong. Because Luke Falk, the Washington State quarterback, is at 30-1. And Jake Browning isn't even on the list.
Well, that's you're talking about a guy who should be a favorite. Nobody pays attention to those guys. They'll look at the list and they'll pull somebody off one team who might be the best guy out there, but nobody sees those games. That's part of the problem. And that's been that way forever, man. You had to be, if you were going to win the Heisman out of the Pac-12, you had to be
at USC.
At USC, a running back,
yeah,
or just a superstar, or a quarterback for a while. They were winning the quarterbacks.
Second in the running right now, JT Barrett at 6-1.
See, that there's some value there.
I thought he was undervalued at the beginning of the season at 12-1.
Yeah.
6-1 is, it seems more like it now. This guy's odds have gone up. Deshaun Watson now 8-1. He opened at 5-1. Jabril Peppers, 10-1.
Seems a little low to me.
He opened at 60-1.
Yeah, I think he's a hell of a player, but I don't think he can win it.
I mean, it's going to be tough. If they win the national, I mean, if they're undefeated, they make it to the playoff, I think there'll be some talk about him. I don't know if that'll happen, though.
But somebody on one of these other teams that's a quarterback will get in there.
I would think so. Dalvin Cook's gone from 10-1. He's now 20-1.
Yeah, I think he's out.
Gregory Ward Jr., 30-1 now. He opened at 50-1.
He shouldn't even be on the board anymore.
Christian McCaffrey opened at 7-1. Now at 60-1.
That's another guy that shouldn't be on the board anymore.
I don't think so either. How about this one? Seth Russell at Baylor opened 12-1. Baylor currently undefeated.
He's actually got good numbers.
He's at 80-1 now.
That wouldn't be the worst $5 you've ever spent.
Probably not.
Although I think there'll be some backlash against Baylor, even if they do run the table and he has a monster year.
Yeah.
That's a different kind of voter voting for the Heisman.
How about Patrick Mahomes at 100-1?
No, thanks.
He opened at 30-1.
They're going to lose too many games.
I think so, too. Calvin Ridley and Damian Harris, both from Alabama, both at 100-1 right now. And those are your highest-rated Alabama options, which normally we I think maybe the difference is they've got a more balanced attack this season.
Well, they just have so many good players. They can be balanced. They don't have to rely on any one guy.
I'll just mention these last few guys because they were pretty short odds coming into the season. Josh Rosen, who was 15-1, is now 100-1.
Yeah, and he's hurt. So
Chad Kelly, who was 12-1 coming into the season, is 100-1. Baker Mayfield was 10-1. He's now 100-1. Leonard Fournette, who was 6-1, is now 200-1. And Nick Chubb, who was 12-1 to start the season, is now 300-1.
Pumphrey's not on there?
No.
That's too bad. I don't think he can win it, but
no.
That guy,
I mean,
just,
when they lost, I think that was kind of...
All he does is put up... Even in the loss, he put up great numbers.
Yeah, but you play San Diego State. Nobody's looking at that kid. If they're not looking at...
No, but they're not going to notice. Really, if you're on the West Coast and you're not at USC and maybe UCLA, they're just not... Oregon for a while.
I'm just saying, there's a lot of guys on that list from the Pac-12 and no Jake Browning. I feel like maybe it's a mistake that they left him off that list. The guy's got 23 touchdowns and 2 interceptions on the number 5 team in the country. I think maybe they just made a mistake somehow.
Maybe, but you know how those guys are, man. And I just... When you're talking Heisman voters, the vast majority of them are going to ignore Pac-12 schools unless it's... And Oregon had become a traditional power, which is why they were more primetime games. But well, that goes throughout history. And I
would think that the guy that just scored 8 touchdowns at Oregon would get some sort of notice.
And, you know, maybe some voters are noticing, but...
I don't know if he'd be at the top of my ballot. But I don't know what they do on the Heisman. What do they do? Fill out top 5? He'd be in my top 5, no question. No question.
Well, and if they run the table, see, I wonder if there's any odds on, now that I'm thinking about it, yeah, Heisman Trophy. I'm going to check my bookie.
Let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free Carpet. What's going on, Aubrey?
Hey, guys. Beautiful afternoon.
It is. It's getting better. The weather's improving.
Yep, that is torturous. And, you know, friend, some of the things that can torture you would be tile grout, leather, drape, upholstery, your wool rugs. How about those dreaded wool rugs? And then think about all the honeydew days. You know, the rent a machine, do this, rent a machine, do that. Friends, why would you want that? When you rent a machine, that's like stepping back into the Stone Ages compared to the super water, the giant van-powered machine, and the amazing Kempfrey Pre-Spot at DirtFreeCarpet.com. DirtFreeCarpet.com, all one word. Dial 281 dirt free with 1E. When you dial 281 dirt free, we come out to your home. We start in the very worst spot that's irritating you. If you don't love what you see, we won't bill you. We go to another job. Friend, there's no money back guarantee. It's a non-payment policy. You just don't even pay. 3 rooms, $120. If you dial right now, 281 dirt free, you'll get free Renaissance tickets and $100 free speed drive. So 2 bonuses. With a minimum job, you can do a sofa or 3 rooms of carpet cleaner for $120, or, you know, do some tile, whatever the price would be, and then you pay the minimum job, and then you get Renaissance tickets and $100 free speed drive.
Sounds good, Aubrey. Always great deals, and good to hear from you. We'll talk to you next week, my man.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a great night.
I'll never be on the front line with the blood and sweat and dirt in my eyes. Caught up in the crossfire, so I...
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
Tune in for the Aggie Coaches Show with Kevin Sumlin tonight at 7 o'clock.
And we are back on the Blitz. All right, you've got just a few minutes left to get in your superhero or supervillain from the weekend games. And you need to tweet at Degenerates975. Tell us what their superpower was that made him the superhero or supervillain. And next segment, John will pick the winner. Make sure you tag Bedrock City Comics. John, do we have some good ones? Are you going to have an easy winner here?
I think so. There were some Dak Prescott's and Nick Novak for both the hero and the villain against the Colts, I guess, because he missed the extra point.
So he's Two-Face.
Yeah. Yeah. Richard Sherman for Villain of the Week, Superpower, Final Interference. It's a good one.
Yeah.
And then we have, somebody said, Clown Porn with the power to invert your meat sock.
That's okay.
Interesting. But yeah, those are some of the ones that have been coming in.
Just as an update, I went on my bookie and checked the Heisman odds. Jake Browning, 8-1.
Okay. I think that list I had, they must have just left him off.
Either that or, you know, they're just picking names. But if you're interested, if you think A&M might win, and Trevor Knight has a monster game, +10,000.
Nice.
Probably pass, but Lamar Jackson, the favorite there at -250. We have one other giveaway. How about we do this? Do we have any of these for Xbox One, John? If so, can, you know, one of them sort of find its way to your desk?
Let me check.
Okay, it does say it's out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Family Betrayal Revenge. Win a copy of the new Mafia 3 PS4 game and enter the brutal open world of organized crime. Build your crime family and rule the open world of 1968 New Bordeaux, Louisiana. Or play the other side and be Lincoln Clay, military-grade badass, out for revenge against the mob. Mafia 3 will blow your mind with intense gunfights, heart-pumping hand-to-hand combat, and white-knuckle seat-of-your-pants driving. Mafia 3 is out now on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Rated M for mature. Get yours now. Caller 25 at 713-780-ESPN.
And I think we do have some for Xbox One.
Okay, so one of those needs to kind of, you know.
Yeah, just shoot Michelle a note.
Okay, I don't like asking her for stuff because, you know, she always gets mad, but I'll ask her. Cody asking, why isn't the app available in Wyoming and Montana? I'm guessing that was a joke, but yeah. I don't know because I wasn't involved in it. All right. So the Blue Jays salvaged a win today. I still think that that series is going to end probably next game. But the one thing that I would be careful, the Jays are so streaky. They started hitting the ball a little bit today. I still think the Indians close this series out next game, but if it gets to a game five, it gets a little scary because they are capable of running some wins together.
Yeah, I think the Indians may have made a mistake tonight pitching Kluber on short notice. I'm not sure why you do that up 3-0, but
unless they were thinking, let's just close it out here.
Maybe you're setting up, trying to get your thing set up for another series. But to me, you take the. I'd rather pitch one of my not great guys and hope that Kluber's ready to go game one. But I thought that was an interesting move. I was telling you, the numbers on Andrew Miller in these playoffs, and everybody talks about Madison Bumgarner and how great of a playoff pitcher he is, which he really is, fantastic. This postseason that Andrew Miller is having, so far he's pitched 9 innings. He has given up 0 earned runs, and he has struck out 20 batters. 9 innings pitched, 20 strikeouts, no earned runs. The guy is a cheat code. And if you're watching these games, like when you see the guys try to hit against him,
yeah,
I mean, they just look helpless. No one wants to hit against that dude. The Blue Jays threw Sanchez today. He pitched really well. They're probably happy that they didn't shut him down like they talked about doing because...
Well, save their season for one more game.
Yep.
I still think the Indians are going to close it out, and I think they're going to beat whoever comes out of the NL if their pitching holds up the way it is. That bullpen is just so good. And the only reason I gave the Blue Jays a fighting chance is because they can score runs. And if you can score runs early against them, you got a shot. But if you're getting late in that game against them, they're so good at closing out games.
And just look at the Indians hitting in this. The Indians aren't hitting at all. They can't hit.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
We talked about that midseason. That's the kind of team that wins World Series.
Yep.
It's very similar to what the Giants were winning with. They had two or three guys who could hit and a bunch of great pitchers who were terrific in the postseason.
And now I think seeing what these Indians are doing, what the Royals did last year, build your bullpen.
Yeah.
Build your bullpen.
Well, it's nice when you have starters, too.
Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah. But I mean, if you can turn 9-inning games into 6-inning games, which is what the Indians do now.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot easier.
It does. Did you see that Bill Belichick is done with technology?
Yeah, I saw that. Now, he can't use an iPad. That's against the rules, right?
Because Microsoft, I guess, they paid $400 million.
They're a sponsor.
Yeah. We have that audio, right?
There are very few games where there aren't issues. There's a number of pieces of equipment. There's a number of connections. They're on different frequencies. Again, not that I know anything about this, but, you know, as it's been explained to me, there are a lot of things involved, and inevitably something goes wrong somewhere. This is all league equipment. We don't have it. We don't, I mean, we use it, but it isn't like we have the equipment during the week and we can work with it and, okay, this is a problem. Let's fix this, or this isn't, you know, that's not how it works. We get the equipment the day of the game, or I'd say not the day of the game, a few hours before the game, and we test it, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but for me personally, it's a personal decision. I'm done with the tablets. I'll use the paper pictures from here on, because I've just, I've given it my best shot. I've tried to work through the process, but it just doesn't work for me, and that's because it just, there's no consistency to it. So, long answer to a short question, sorry.
So basically he's saying, hey, NFL, with your $400 million that they paid you to, yeah, for us to use these, bleep you.
By the way, that was like a 5-6 minute answer to a question, so that's why he said he apologized at the end. I cut it to a minute.
Jeez.
Well, it's not like him to do something like that unless it's something that pisses him off. But, yeah, the thing is, if they don't work, why mess with them?
Yeah.
And the Patriots don't need those things.
I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I think it's funny that he's going to be out there with just, is it just him or his whole coaching staff is going to go away from it?
I guess the whole coaching staff. But,
that's got to be obnoxious if you're, you know, you kind of like to, you're a young coach in the game, maybe. You're trying, yeah, to, you know, figure things out. And he's like, no, we're going to play this old man football.
But if the things don't work,
we're going to go old man.
Which, yeah, it's like any kind of technology. If you start depending on it and it doesn't work, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it doesn't give you any kind of advantage over what you were doing before, which, I mean, you're basically swiping pictures, which is what they're doing anyway.
Yeah.
And why mess with it if it's not going to work? I don't blame him. A couple of things. The Kevin Sumlin Texas A&M Coaches Show coming up at 7 p.m. And Hustletown with Craig Shelton, Angelo Lawford, and Jermaine Every coming up at 8 p.m. So check those out. And, yeah, good stuff on the program tonight. We come back. We'll give you a winner to the contest. John will pick a winner. And who's going to get the $25 gift card and T-shirt from Bedrock City Comic Company.
All right, guys. A lot of places tell you about low testosterone, and you can, if you're receiving a weekly low T shot from a low T center, there's a great thing you can do. You can get your own testosterone back. If you're tired of the roller coaster ride, the highs and the lows, dependency on that weekly shot, you don't have to be that way. Has your low T center explained to you the terrible side effects of low T shots, like shrinking of your testicles, blood thickening, increase in heart attack and strokes, infertility, liver damage? I bet you didn't know there was a safer and much more effective alternative that low T centers don't want you to know about, because they like you showing up every week and spending that money. Man Centers provides a 1 month long low T program that will jumpstart your body to produce your own testosterone at higher levels. Doesn't create the weekly highs and lows and dependencies of a weekly shot. Once your month of treatment's over, your body will produce at higher levels naturally on their own. We've all heard of pro athletes being in trouble for using HCG. I bet you didn't know that with the proper reasons are to use HCG. Well, this is it. Man Centers will deliver an HCG shot once per week for a month, and your body's going to take care of the rest naturally from there on. Far less expensive. No more fears of crashes from your dependency on your weekly shot. Women have gynecologists. Men have Man Centers. Whatever your man-related needs, Man Centers has you covered. Dr. Russell Williams, one of the best, one of the top urologists in the country. Stop by 9190 Katy Freeway in Houston, or give them a call 832-358-8600, or check them out online at mancenters.com. It's Man Centers for all your manly needs. Mancenters.com.
I wrote this, what I'm saying, in my cubicle, where I hide out from my boss. In my cubicle, where I get lost in my thoughts. In my cubicle.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
This is where you do the
Dick's
thing.
Sorry, I got to tell you guys about Dick's Sporting Goods coming to Houston. We're excited about the new grand opening of Dick's this weekend. I'll be hanging out at the new Dick's Sporting Goods located at Willowbrook Mall Saturday from 1 until 3. We're going to give away a ton of stuff. Mario Ellie,
should be there with me. Come check it out. Thank you, Fred.
All right. Jong, do we have a winner of our Bedrock City Comic Company gift card and T-shirt?
Yes, we do. We're going to give it to Clint, who said the super villain of the weekend was Sockman Charles James because he has the ability to single-handedly piss off fans after a fourth-quarter comeback and overtime win.
All right. I did think that was kind of petty.
Yeah, I do too, especially for...
I like Charles James, too. I think that's a Bush move.
Yeah, it was. And Will Fort, too.
Yeah, you know why you've never seen that before, Vince? Because you played in New England where your team didn't suck all the time. You know, it's...
Yeah, especially at home. We just went through the Brady numbers. I mean, they never get their ass kicked at home.
I wonder why fans weren't leaving those games early.
Yeah. You chose to come here, sir.
Did you guys enjoy that superpower last week? I think we started it last week with... Travis Johnson?
The superpower? I hated that.
Why?
I thought it was stupid. Are we doing that again?
Oh, well, we have one. Oh. If you want to play it.
I don't care.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's go ahead and play it.
Gee willikers, Falcon. All this sports talk is giving me a headache. Holy migraines. Falcon! We need to enlist some super friends to take on the dastardly Lord McRitchie. First up, we have super friend...
Keenan McCardell.
What would your superpower be?
I would say flying, but I think the coolest superpower to have is to be invisible.
I'm the invisible man. I'm the invisible.
Nobody can see you. You can get to where you need to be. And also, I gotta have great strength like Superman.
Who's your favorite superhero?
Superman. Because he can fly around with no problem. He has incredible strength, has the ability to fly through walls, take big-time punishment. Only thing that can stop him is kryptonite. And you know what? He can get away from kryptonite.
Pow! Take that! Next we have...
Sean Salisbury here.
Zoink! Get to the Falcon Cruiser, Falcon! Wham!
Like Bedrock City Comics on Facebook at Bedrock City Comics. Bedrock City Comics.
Well,
Salisbury's could be fun. If he wants to talk about some of his superpowers. Keenan wanting to be Invisible Man, saying Invisible Man has to be strong. Not really. Invisible Man just has to be invisible.
Yeah.
And why would you want to be Invisible Man unless you're creeping in women's bathrooms or something? That'd be the only reason to be invisible.
God, I saw that Kevin Bacon movie? That was so bad.
Yeah, well, I'm not quite sure exactly yet what my superpower would be. But it'd be better than invisibility. I'm just going to go with that.
I don't know what mine would be. I don't know. You know what? I'm a grown-up, so I don't care. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous conversation.
Don't grow up, AJ. That's boring. Growing up is freaking boring.
Gee willikers! What the hell are we doing here?
By the way, that they're remaking that movie, or they're remaking the show into a cartoon movie with Adam West.
Oh, God, that seems hideous.
Yeah, I think, it's going to be, it's not going to be a live action. It's going to be a cartoon. I think Netflix is going to do it, which it wasn't in my childhood, but I saw a lot of reruns, and I thought it was fun. I don't know what, I think, Fred, you grew up with that.
I liked the old Batman series, but I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, I don't need remakes of anything, really. There's a few things that I think would be cool to remake. Like, if you wanted to remake The Road Warrior and modify that and have Michael Bay do it, I'd be totally cool with that. Well, I guess they tried that with Fury Road, but they made it about chicks, so it wasn't...
Yeah,
that wasn't any good. Although it got nominated for Best Picture. Something like that I'd be okay with. Like, I like that they're remaking Westworld, because that wasn't an obvious kind of thing. That was a 73 movie that very few people saw. And now they're making a series. That kind of stuff I like. I guess there was some talk of redoing Blade Runner.
Which, by the way, I watched the second episode of Westworld last night. I'm almost caught up.
Good. Third one, to me, dragged a little bit.
Okay.
But, and actually, that's going to be my Hey Man Bleep That, which I didn't save the giveaway for. But stop doing these stupid remakes, man.
Hollywood's so lazy now.
It is. And, you know, the whole Ghostbusters thing, I hope they learn from that just quit trying to take classic movies like that. Because if you try to redo something like Animal House, I will hunt you down and kill you. That movie stands up on its own. And, you know, Ghostbusters, there's no way you could have redone that. I don't know what the hell you were thinking. So if you want to remake something, go take something that was a little under the radar, that was a really good movie, that, like, Logan's Run. Logan's Run would be a cool remake, which nobody knows about except I use it to refer to running backs, because in Logan's Run, they killed you when you turned 30. So go remake that movie. That would be cool.
You know they're doing a live-action version of Aladdin?
No, I did not know
that.
Oh,
my God.
Guy Ritchie directing it. You know who wants to see that? No one.
And I like Guy Ritchie.
I do, too.
I think Guy Ritchie does some good stuff, but not doing that.
Sounds terrible.
Stop it, Hollywood. That's my Hey Man Bleep That.
Someone was saying they're going to redo Ace Ventura.
Pointless. Pointless. I
mean, it was made in the 90s. What are we doing?
Well, it's just like rebooting Spider-Man 2 years after you. And third reboot of Spider-Man already. Come on, man.
Point Break already got remade.
That was terrible. Ugh. I ended up watching that on a plane because I was bored. As bad as the original was, the remake was even worse. It was just awful. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen.
I don't know. There's too much stuff. Too many crappy movies. The worst is they're taking crappy movies that were bad ideas, and that's what they want to reboot. Well, I don't get that.
No, I think there's... Go back and look at some of these things where they didn't have big budgets that were kind of cult hits but weren't huge hits, and redo those and put a budget to them and some good actors and see what you can do with it. That would be cool. That's what I'd like to see.
I don't.
If you're not going to be creative, then go... Because you didn't even know what Westworld was when the thing came
out.
That's the kind of thing I'm looking for. Go find something like that that was weird and different and goofy. But quit remaking Godzilla. We don't need to see another Godzilla.
Is there another one coming out?
There's a new one, I guess the one that's a year old or whatever. Why don't we do that again?
I had read about The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yeah.
Which I liked that movie.
Love that movie.
They're going to make another one, but it's not going to star that Rooney Mara girl. It's not going to star Daniel Craig, oh. And it's not going to have David Fincher.
They're completely rebooting it.
Yeah, and it's going to be... it's not going to be the second book either. It's going to be like some other book. So
there's only three.
Wow. No, there's a fourth one now.
No, there's not. The guy died after he wrote the first three. Stieg Larsson died after the third
book. It says, we're told the fourth book in the series, The Girl in the Spider's Web, will be adapted for a new cast.
Yeah, that book wasn't written by him.
Wow.
So
somebody wrote on it.
Yeah, Stieg Larsson died after the third one came out. So I'm out on that. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Good job, John. Good job, AJ. We'll do it again tomorrow. Until then, stay sporty, bitches.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.